Hello everyone and welcome to the Property Investment Blueprint Podcast. Imagine being able to earn passive income, build generational wealth whilst gaining total freedom from your business or job. That is what Property Investment Blueprint Podcast is all about. I am your host, Rahim Bah. In less than 5 years, I was able to start my property investment journey from zero to building a multi-million pound property investment portfolio that generates passive income that allows my wife and I to quit our jobs. And now I want to show you how to do the same. I will share with you how to create wealth without creating a job. You will learn the exact same investment strategies I use to multiply my net worth to over seven figures all before the age of 30. If you want to learn all about low-risk property investing, achieve financial freedom, and live the life you truly desire, this podcast is going to show you exactly how to do it. What I'm about to share with you would increase your credit score to 999 score. Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, smash the subscribe button because I talk about property investment, personal development, and how to gain financial freedom. In today's video, it's about the mastering the art of having a great credit score. Not just any credit score, but the pinnacle of financial trust. Credit score is what allows you to be able to borrow money to invest and make serious return on your investment. Before we get going, I'd like to thank each and everybody who has subscribed to my channel. The channel is growing immensely. I thank you so much. We've done a research, we've realized 45% of the people who have subscribed to my channel has not hit that subscribe button. If you're one of those, I kindly ask you to please pause the video now and hit that subscribe button so you can join the family. And that also helps YouTube to push the video to wider audiences. You see, before I start my property investment journey, I had a very, very bad score. How do I know I had a bad score? It's when I was looking for houses to rent, basically. I went and saw this house, loved the house so much, and I put my reservation fees down, and references started only to be told I have a bad credit score. So I made it my mission to ensure I have a good credit rating, not just good credit rating, a credit rating that is excellent. So in this video, I'm gonna share with you the step-by-step action point I took to get my credit score from 50 to 954 score. The first step is to get intimate with your credit report. It is the blueprint of your financial history. Regularly checking your credit score enables you to find out if there is an error in your credit report, outdated information, and understand your progress and where you are with your scores. Remember, knowledge on how to use your credit score is power. Obviously, the first thing to improving your credit score is getting a credit card in the first place. So you may be looking for credit cards that would increase your credit scores, or any other credit cards would actually help you increase your credit score drastically. The first thing you want to do once you've got your credit card is to pay your bills on time. Paying your bill on time is vitally important for your credit card and your credit score because it forms 35% of your credit score. So timing is in the essence. This is everything. Each bill paid on time is a step closer to getting a perfect credit score. Set up a reminder, set up a direct debit to automate all the payments to ensure you never miss a credit payment. Here's the formula credit score companies use to check whether you're paying your payment on time. So it is on time payment divided by total payment equals to percentage paid on time. So if there are 100 payments, and you paid all the payment on time, that would be 100 divided by 100, that gives you 100% payment history. Suppose there is a delay of 4 payments to be paid on time, that would be 94 divided by 100, which will give you 94% of paid on time score. Here's the thing, you do not need to pay the full amount at the end of the month, but you need to make sure you pay the minimum amount to ensure your credit is paid on time, which is about 40 to 50 pounds depending the credit limit you have on your card. Next, credit utilization. This form 30% of your credit score. So keep your credit utilization to at least 10 to 15%. Think of your credit as a powerful portion. Use it wisely, efficiently, and ensure you're only spending your money in something that will give you return on your investment or in an amount that you're able to repay back. Here is why keeping your credit utilization below 15% whispers responsibility to the lenders, as this sends a signal that you're able to manage your money and you only invest or use your card as and when it's needed. And this also helps boost your credit scores as well. Here is how it works. Let's say you have £10,000 on your credit card and you've spent £6,000 out of that £10,000 and you paid on time the minimum balance. So if you divide £10,000 by the £6,000, that gives you a 60% utilization. This is not good for your credit score, because what the banks or the lenders will be looking at is saying that you are not effective in using your money. And that then puts you to the red category. And if you are in the red category, obviously you get restricted in borrowing more money. And obviously, whenever you're looking to get a contract or whatever that is, that then also impact your interest rate as well. However, if you took £6,000 out of the £10,000 and you pay all that amount on time, you've got zero utilization. And this is good because you're able to use the money and refund it back to your credit cards. Therefore, you do not have any overarching your utilization. So if anything, if you're using higher credit of your credit amount, ensure you paid it full by the end of the month, ensuring that you are under 15% on your utilization. In order also for this to work really, really well for you, so you'll be able to use more money with your credit cards, is having lots of credit cards. So once you've got lots of credit cards, you can use 10% of each of those credit cards. That then also helps you overall to have lower utilization. Don't keep a balance in all the credit cards. Make sure that you're doing a balance transfer or ensuring that you're not using the maximum utilization in each and every card. Have a low utilization that enables the lenders to see and understand that you are an individual who's able to manage your finances effectively. And this then allows you also to ask for higher increase, as they know you are a responsible borrower. As a result, they'll be able to lend you more money, and that then increases your credit limit. You may be wondering, what's the point of having a credit card if you cannot use 10 to 15% of it? The beauty of having that is having a good credit score, good credit history, and also that then also allows you to be able to have different credit cards so that you can use the minimum utilization of all those credit cards in order to be able to effectively use that money to invest ideally, or to use it in something that would make you passive recurring income. Number four, building a long credit history. This makes up 15% of your credit score. Patience is the key to building a good credit history. A lengthy credit history fortifies your credit score, making banks believe you are a responsible lender. And here's the thing, avoid closing old credit cards, because you want these old credit cards to be in your file, because these will be your resume or your CVs for when you're looking to borrow money in the future. And it is also showcasing years of reliability. Start having your credit cards as soon as possible. Just be patient, utilize the credit cards, and ensure you pay the minimum balance or the full amount by the end of the month to ensure good credit score and to ensure have a good credit history to back you up. Next, mixing up your credit card. This makes up 10% of your credit score. Here's the importance of doing this. Diversity is not just in life, but also in your credit portfolio. A mix of credit types, like different credit cards, loans, mortgages, demonstrate your ability to manage money effectively, and also build up a credibility of you being able to use money effectively. So in order for you to be able to really maximize on your credit score, you have to have different type of cards and different type of loans, different type of mortgages. Ensuring that you're paying all of these on time would also help make up and increase your credit score. Now this is important. Limit new credit inquiries in your credit file, because this makes up 10% of your credit score. Here is why. Because each credit search impacts your credit score negatively. Therefore, be strategic in applying for credit cards, especially if they're going to be doing hard search on your credit file, because every hard search will reduce the score in your credit file. So if you're shopping for a loan, do it within a very short period of time to minimize the impact it will cause in your credit file. Finally, here's the most important thing to build an excellent credit score. Tackle your debt heads on, but do it smartly. Prioritize high interest debts whilst keeping up with minimum payment with other cards. This not only saves money on interest, but steadily improve your credit score. These are the things I did to be able to improve my credit score from 50 to 954 within a very short period of time. So if you implement these strategies effectively, it will definitely improve your credit score and give you opportunities to borrow more money, hopefully to go and invest it instead of spending it on holidays or buying things that do not add value to you. These are the things I did to build my credit history to 954, which I then use effectively to invest in building assets that generate me passive recurring income. So if you utilize credit cards and loan effectively, it would only improve and increase your financial and help you generate passive recurring income whilst you build assets that outlive you. I really hope this video has been helpful. If this video has been helpful, smash the like button below. Subscribe to my channel for more amazing videos. I look forward to sharing the next one. Thank you. That's all for today. And thanks to our guests for sharing their property investment journey with us. It has been a truly inspirational story to me. And I hope it has been an inspiration to you too, to take the leap of faith to start or scale your property investment adventure. In the meantime, if you'd like to share your investment journey, I have made it really easy. Just go to rahimbad.com/guest. Fill out a short questionnaire to sign up and we will get in touch. Whilst you're there, sign up for my monthly newsletter to get your property investment news and updates, or connect with me in Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Rahimba, and TikTok, Rahimba101. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to smash the like button and leave me a review wherever you're listening or watching from. I shall see you next time.